I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Turkey send a heartbreaking update. It's been almost 5 months since the 7.8 magnitude quake hit southern Turkey and killed over 45,000 people in the country. It's taken a while for the Turkish Christian community to get the numbers of their losses, but Bruce Allen with FMI says it's significant.
Out of a population of 85 million people, it was estimated that perhaps there were 10,000 evangelical Christians in the country. But now I've been told that that number is now probably only 8,000, perhaps due to the number of Christians who've died in the earthquake.
In their grief, the church in Turkey is supporting one another and their Muslim neighbors with aid and gospel hope. Pray this sparks growth in the Turkish church as they share Christ with the hurting. And in the last 4 years, church partners of the Slava Gospel Association have tripled the number of orphans they support. Eric Mock says that's largely due to the pandemic.
Maybe a parent's been lost due to the pandemic. Parents have lost jobs due to the pandemic. A whole range of complications have affected these kids. In fact, some of the kids that are in orphanages have actually made a statement that they are the lucky ones that they got into the orphanage. Because a lot of the kids that are in these homes suffer incredibly.
Mock calls these kids social orphans. Many live in single-parent homes, typically with the mother. The government has no support for them, so local churches often provide the only help. Pray these families will find their hope in Jesus and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.